In the late afternoon it rained, and the entire world was dark gray. He stood in the hall of his house, putting on his badge with the orange salamander burning across it. He stood looking up at the air conditioning vent in the hall for a long time. His wife in the TV parlor paused long enough from reading her script to glance up. "Hey," she said, "the man's thinking." "Yes," he said. "I wanted to talk to you." He paused. "You took all the pills in your bottle last night." "Oh, I wouldn't do that," she said, surprised. The bottle was empty. "I wouldn't do a thing like that. Why would I do a thing like that?" she said. "Maybe you took two pills and forgot, and took two more, and forgot again, and took two more, and were so dopey you kept right on till you had 30 or 40 of them in you." "Heck," she said, "what would I want to go and do a silly thing like that for?" "I don't know," he said. She was quite obviously waiting for him to go. "I didn't do that," she said. "Never in a billion years." "All right, if you say so," he said. "That's what the lady said." She turned back to her script. "What's on this afternoon?" he asked tiredly. She didn't look up from the script again. "Well, this is a play, comes on the wall-to-wall circuit in 10 minutes. They mailed me my part this morning. I sent in some box tops. They write the script with one part missing. It's a new idea. The homemaker, that's me, is the missing part. When it comes time for the missing lines, they all look at me out of the three walls, and I say the lines. Here, for instance, the man says, 'What do you think of this whole idea, Helen?' And he looks at me sitting here center stage, see? And I say, she paused and ran her finger under a line on the script, 'I think that's fine.' And then they go on with the play until he says, 'Do you agree to that, Helen?' And I say, 'I sure do.' Isn't that fun, guy?" He stood in the hall looking at her. "It's your fun," she said. "What's the play about?" "I just told you. There are these people named Bob and Ruth and Helen." "Oh. It's really fun. It'll be even more fun when we can afford to have the fourth wall installed. How long do you figure before we save up and get the fourth wall torn out and a fourth wall TV put in? It's only $2,000. That's one-third of my yearly pay." "It's only $2,000, she replied, "and I should think you'd consider me sometimes. If we had a fourth wall, why, it'd be just like this room wasn't ours at all, but all kinds of exotic people's rooms. We could do without a few things." "We're already doing without a few things to pay for the third wall. It was put in only 2 months ago, remember?" "Is that all it was?" She sat looking at him for a long moment. "Well, goodbye, dear." "Goodbye," he said. He stopped and turned around. "Does it have a happy ending?" "I haven't read that far." He walked over, read the last page, nodded, folded the script, and handed it back to her. He walked out of the house into the rain.